Singer and pianist Joyce Collins became the first woman to conduct a Las Vegas resort show band in the late 1950s. She also worked in film and television. Collins passed away earlier this year, and Piano Jazz remembers her with this program when she was Marion McPartland's guest in 2002.
Joyce, it's great to see you.
It's good to see Marion.
And, you know, I have to catch up with you because it's been a long time, and I know you've been doing some wonderful things, going to other countries. Didn't you go to Brazil?
Yes, I've been to Brazil 4 times, and I love it so much. The last time I stayed 3 months.
Oh, my goodness.
It was hard to come home. I teach a jazz seminar, jazz piano. And
over
I have
there?
An interpreter.
In
yes.
Brazil?
Of course, I have an interpreter. And I play in clubs. And I record on people's CDs. And I did one of my own there. And I just love it. I love it. The music is great. They love our kind of jazz, you know.
I know they do.
And everybody is so musical, and the musicians are fabulous, the drummers, the bass players, and they're handsome besides.
It's a wonder you didn't snag one and bring it back with you.
Not that I didn't try.
I'm envious. It's been so many years since I've done
well,
it.
Well, you got to do piano jazz in Brazil. Why not?
Hey, you know, wouldn't
Isn't that
be lovely?
A great idea.
So what's been going on lately? Are you teaching?
Well, lately, yes, I'm doing a lot of teaching, and I've become seriously interested in writing. You know the actor Wilford Brimley?
Yes, of course.
He's a... His hobby is singing. He loves to sing. And so we've done some Army Air Force jazz band concerts. The bands are wonderful. And I make sketches of arrangements. And then the arrangers fill it in. We kind of do it by phone and by tape and by this. And so I've started seriously studying orchestration.
Oh, no kidding. Who with?
I'm studying with Don Bagley.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. Now, wait. He used to be the bass player with Stan Kenton.
Yes, and Peggy Lee.
In fact, that's where I met him, I think.
He's wonderful. But besides that, of course, I do a lot of trio arrangements for singers and for, you know, people.
Well, you did a wonderful thing one time. The movie with the... Bridges.
The Baker Boys. Fabulous Baker Boys.
The Fabulous Baker Boys.
Well, yes, a dirty job, but somebody had to go to Jeff Bridges' house and sit on the piano bench with him. And
Yeah.
It was wonderful. It was a great job. And they were very nice.
Oh, man. You've got some wonderful, wonderful kind of jobs. I'm envious.
Well.
Listen, now you're here. I've got to hear you play something.
All right.
What would you like to start with?
I'd like to play a tune called Turnaround, which I know you play too.
Yeah, I do.
And it's written by Ornette Coleman. I happened to hear Turnaround on a Michele Petrucciani CD.
Oh, yes, I know he played it.
Yeah, and I just fell in love with it. So
I'd love to hear your version.
All right.
It's got to be good.
All right. Thank you.
You know, I love that tune. It's really only a blues.
Right.
But he always has such an unusual way of putting little twists, like, mm-hmm. you know, that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I've always loved one of your tunes that you wrote and have tried to play it without too much success, and I've got to relearn it. But I wonder if you'd do something special for me and play Marjolaine. I think it's one of the best original jazz pieces ever written.
It's so original that it's hard to remember.
Well,
but I will, for you, play Marjolaine.
Right. Okay.
You know, Marjolaine is a very rich cake.
I know.
Lots of whipped cream, and so that's what gave me the inspiration.
It's funny, it's the choice of chords and the voicing that knocks me out about that tune. And then you've got that middle section. Now, are those different chords?
No, I my idea in this was, I first fell in love with that sus chord. And so that led to my little plan, and then it went to another key, and then I do that, the free solo in there, and then go to another key. Then when I came to what we call the shout chorus, you
right.
know, thinking of it as a big band.
Right.
Sometimes if I play this with a trio, I would play that in tempo. But I like to play it free also. So I, yes, those are the same chords. So the whole song really is based on that one voicing, the sus chord voicing.
But it's funny because it somehow, it leaves you with a feeling of that it's incomplete. It doesn't, oh, that's the
yes.
wrong word, really.
No, I know what you mean.
It doesn't actually modulate and end,
no,
sort of end with
it. It fades off. I think of that like a mirage.
Right.
You know?
Well, that's after you've had your fill of those rich rich cookies of that marjolaine.
But enough sugar.
It's funny. It reminds me of in Winnett's idea of Maiden Voyage, because Herbie does
yes.
the same thing, you know. Let's see.
That's right. That's right. Oh, I love that.
I
love
do too. But I mean, it never ends.
No, it just and it keeps that. It's sort of like a dream, you know.
Well, that's what uh-huh. marjolaine is like. And I now, you're arranging and studying and everything. You make a big band arrangement of that.
I was thinking of that.
Oh, you've got to.
Yes.
Got to. But meanwhile, I shall dig out my copy when I get home and really work at it.
All right.
Anyway, there's more to come with Joyce Collins. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. You know, I'm just dying to do a duet with you. That would really be fun.
Let's.
What should we do?
Well, do you like all blues?
It's funny. That's really a good one, and I haven't done that in ages. It would be perfect.
All right.
Who wrote that? Miles?
Miles, I guess.
Well, that's all right. He'll be listening.
Right. Thank you. Marion, that was fun.
It just worked out. I mean, I like the chord you played at the end.
I like the chord. Didn't we play the same chord? I think we did.
Did.
I played a G13 with the sharp 11.
Oh, don't show off. I'm so terrible. I don't know. You know, I can hear it, but I can't name it.
Well, I couldn't name it until I started teaching, and then I found out I had to name things.
Boy, I'm afraid I'm like sort of like dizzy. Somebody says, why do you play that harmony on this tune? And he says, because I dig it.
That's
sort of where I'm at.
Well, whatever chord you played was great. I thought we played the same thing.
But well, now we've through congratulating ourselves.
Yeah, now that we've just broken our arms, patting our backs.
Right, right. So I don't know.
It's
so many
time
more
for you to play, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. Is it time? I'll be glad to.
I think so. And I would love to hear you play. Well, you play a lot of things, but...
Well, there's one tune that I really like. And actually, thinking of Miles, he... I guess he likes to say that he wrote this tune, but really, Bill Evans wrote it, Blue and Green.
Blue and Green. Well, that's what I thought. I love that song, and I've never learned it. So
really?
This is my chance.
Well, I'll... try and do it right.
Okay.
Okay, Blue and Green.
All right.
By Bill Evans. Thank you.
Marion, that was fabulous. Your harmonies are really beautiful.
It's
beautiful.
It's such a great tune when you think it's only about 6 bars long.
But it's haunting.
It isn't it?
Same, very.
That mm-hmm. really, to me, is the essence of him.
I was thinking that as I was listening. I thought, and again, I flashed back on my favorite of all the shows you've done is the show you did with him. It was Bill Evans. It was artistic and instructional and great in every way.
Well, he was so good about showing the way he puts a tune together. And actually, most musicians seem to be like that. Like, I found most people that I've had on the show have been willing to share what they do or show how they do something. And but Bill taught me a lot. I mean, in the various times that when I was at the Hickory House, he would be at the Vanguard with the original trio with Scott LaFaro and Paul Modian. Mm-hmm. And he would always play later than me, so I'd run down there and catch the tail end of the set, three or four tunes. And well, there were a lot of places he worked where I was able to catch some of his music, which we all did, I'm sure. Well, there'll be more in a minute. My guest is Joyce Collins. Our program is made possible in part by the Baldwin Piano Company. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. You know, I feel a duet coming on.
All right.
could you go with that?
I'd love it.
What about Green Dolphin Street?
That sounds like fun.
Well, it will be fun.
Okay.
Thank you. You know, Green Dolphin Street seems to have reached a new high among audiences asking for it.
Well, you know, I'm glad to hear that, because when people first started playing it, I don't know, in the 60s maybe?
Yeah.
I loved it, and then all of a sudden you felt like you were old hat if you played it, because everybody played it so much.
Yeah, it got
so
to be.
I stopped playing it for a while, and I think everybody did. But now it has come back. You're right, and
it's
I
not
love
only
it.
Come back, but I think more people. I know when, because I ask for requests. It's kind of dangerous, but I do that sometimes, and more people want to hear this tune. It used to be, like, Satin Doll, which they still do, but at least I think Green Dolphin Street is such a lovely tune.
It's a great song and good to play on.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'm waiting for something that I have wanted, and that is for you to sing something.
All right.
And
this is a special song. It tells the story of a woman named B. Asher. She's in midlife. Her children are grown. She's recently widowed. And for the first time in her life, she's filling out a job application. Last name, please print Asher. First B, middle, none, age, over 21, education, high school class of 39, college, no, that's always been a regret of mine. Check one, married, single, other, previous jobs, cooking, cleaning, housekeeper, mother, last position held, wife, length of employment, all my life, references, I think my family would say I succeeded. Reason for leaving, no longer needed. Kind of work wanted, I don't know. Would you relocate? Where would I go? Additional information. I know it won't be easy to find a job in light of the experience I lack. My son says I can do anything I want. What I want. What I want. What I want is my old job back.
Boy, that is a most poignant song, and you really know how to sing it. It's very touching.
Thank you.
You must have, when did you first hear that?
I heard a singer named Georgia Brown do it in a show. She did a one-woman show.
I remember Georgia Brown.
Yes, and I just was crazy for this piece, but I thought, oh, it's special material, you know. you'd never get your hands on it. And then I happened to talk to Marty Feldman, the late Marty Feldman, who was a friend of hers, and they used to come in and hear. I was working with Bill Henderson at the time. They used to come in. So he came in that night, or the next night, and I said, you know, I heard Georgia Brown do a song that just had me on the floor. It was so wonderful. What was it? And I told him, the job application. And he said, oh, that's written by Marilyn and Alan Bergman. So gave him a call, and they sent out the folio, and that was that. And it's a song I never get tired of doing. I just love it.
And when you do that in clubs, do people respond to it?
Yes, but you have to be sure that you've got a captive audience
people
situation.
Would really respond to that. It's amazing.
Yes.
Well, how about us doing a different kind of a thing that we'll respond to each other? We've talked about this, I know, at different times, doing a free piece, like by a free piece, doing something with no rules and no melody and no, just start to play and see where we go.
Start to play. Well, you're the one that likes to live dangerously, so.
Well.
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, if you're going to join me in this thing, you're going to have to live dangerously.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter who plays.
No.
Or if one of us doesn't play, it doesn't matter.
Okay. No rules.
No rules.
Okay. I'll let you start so you can get me in this freewheeling mood here.
Thank you.
It's so much fun, isn't it?
Yeah, because you don't necessarily have to play what the other person plays. You can start a different thought or be in any key. And
yes, and also hearing the other person, though, sometimes stimulates an idea that
right.
on your own, I think we kind of get in our own little boxes, you know.
That's true.
But I hear you do things and it makes me think, oh, yeah, it's fun.
Oh, that was fun. And there's more coming up. My guest is Joyce Collins. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. You know, it might be a change to actually play a piece instead of our little fragments that we just did. What do you think?
I think I'd like to hear you play one of your own compositions, and I hope you will.
Well, I'd like to. And actually, there's a little story connected with this one. It's called With You in Mind. And you probably know of Carolyn Lee.
Oh, yes.
The wonderful lyricist.
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, I wrote this tune a long time ago, and Carolyn Lee actually started to write a lyric, and it was going to be terrific. And she did about 8 bars. And then she called me on the phone, and she said, oh, Marian, I'm sorry I won't be able to work with you anymore. I'm starting work with Harold Arlen. If you think that wasn't, that didn't crush me, it
I
should.
I bet.
And so I never have had a lyric to the song. Maybe somebody out there will think of one. So here we go, with you in mind.
Marion, that was beautiful. And you know, the first part, your harmonies were like Aaron Copland, who's one of my favorite composers. Beautiful.
It's funny you mentioned Aaron Copland, because I did meet him at a some kind of gathering sometime, and he was talking something about jazz, and he kept saying, well, the jazz boys would do it this way or something like that. And I piped up, well, what about jazz women?
Good for
and
you.
He was sort of taken aback. He didn't say anything. But I do admire his things. I mean, what a giant of a composer.
Oh, yes.
But I'm flattered that you would think that any of that tune would remind you of him. But anyway, you know, it's a shame that we're getting to the end of the show, because I want to hear you play some more, and maybe we could join up and do a duet to end the show. What do you think?
I think that's great.
And what do you
think
we could do?
Do you like Falling in Love with Love?
Oh, I love that tune.
Not in 3-4.
No.
As it was written, but 4-4.
Like swing it a little
bit. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Okay.
Love that. Okay. Falling in Love with Love.
Is B flat okay?
Yeah.
All right.
That worked out great.
It did.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McParland. Today's guest has been Joyce Collins. Join us each week at this time when Piano Jazz brings you outstanding artists for conversation and improvisation. Today's program was recorded at Sunset Sound Studios in Los Angeles, California. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer David Glover, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production assistant Audrey Shiflett, production intern Jeanette Deloach. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To find out more about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz, or to listen to a recent program, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age, and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. This is NPR.